America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
It's 6 days to Christmas. Yes, we keep counting down. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, petrol and diesel prices could fall marginally this week. Also, World Bank Country Director Pierre Laporte reveals Ghana's bilateral creditors are close to issuing assurance to aid IMF board meeting. Meanwhile, Bank of Ghana and government advice work together to sustain city stability as a second tranche $600 million IMF funding delays. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwan. Thanks for being with us. Hello to our friends listening on KTU Radio in Koforidua. Well, first, our prices of petrol and diesel could fall marginally this week as a result of a decline in the prices of finished petroleum products on the world market. That's according to the Institute for Energy Security. Now, however, liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, could see its price going up following an increase in the product price coupled with a depreciated cedi. Here's Adams Yakubu, research analyst at the IES.
In the wake of the price falls recorded for the liquid fuels on the international market, it is expected that prices of the two commodities fall on the domestic fuel market. In the final 2 weeks in December 2023, prices of liquid fuels on the local market are likely to drop marginally given the net price reductions recorded on the international fuel market. However, LPG could see its price go up following an increased product price coupled with a depreciating local currency.
Meanwhile, some oil marketing companies have started reducing prices of petroleum products at the pump. Industry leader Guel is selling a liter of petrol at 12 cedis 39 pesos from the previous 12 cedis 80 pesos. Diesel, on the other hand, going for 12 cedis 99 pesos from the old price of 13 cedis 30 pesos. The move is coming after prices were kept unchanged by most of the OMCs in the middle of last month. This is even though there should have been some marginal reduction at the pumps. Now, the World Bank Country Director Pierre Laporte has revealed that Ghana's bilateral creditors are close to issuing an assurance to aid the International Monetary Fund board meeting on the country. This should come in the form of an MOU from the official creditor committee to the fund that a deal has been reached. Already, there are concerns about the feasibility of the new January 11, 2024 board meeting date. Now, Mr. Laporte has been speaking on PM Express, a business edition, which airs this Thursday at 9 p.m.
At this point in time, the least information that we have is there's close to closure. And with that, we would be able to go.
I understand that the fund has proposed 11th of January as a new day for the board to meet. Have you got that communication? Are we sure that we're going to get something done before that time?
IMF has to tell you if it's sure they can get it done. Me, what I can tell you, if IMF goes, we are hoping to try and also go, if possible, even on the same day. If not, it will be soon after.
The November date, it was moved to the first week of December, it moved to December 21, and now January 11th. And there's people who are worrying whether anything can be reached this time around from the official credit committee point for the bank even to come out the support.
What I can tell you is the information that we have credible internally is that the creditors are quite close to an agreement, close enough that's given the IMF the comfort for them to go to.
World Bank Country Director Pierre Laporte speaking on PM Express Business Edition, which airs this Thursday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Economist Professor Lord Menz has expressed fear the rescheduling of the board meeting for the second tranche of the $600 million to January 11, 2024 will send a bad signal to the investor community, which may eventually affect the lifespan of the IMF program in the long run. He contends the consistent adjournments of the meeting with the IMF board leaves much to be desired. He's been speaking to Joy Business.
Is that a good signal? And I know for political reasons, the managers of the economy will say there's no cause for alarm. I can tell you that you went into for this program for a purpose. And we went into the program and we adapted it into our, you know, plans, into our budgets. And so if we are not getting it, then we may have to, you know, worry about it.
Economist Professor Lord Mercer, still on the IMF bailout, finance lecturer at the Andrews University in the US, Professor Williams Ripper, has advised the Bank of Ghana and government to work together to sustain confidence in the economy as the country works to secure the second tranche of $600 million from the International Monetary Fund. He is of the view that the exchange rate has been stable due to the anticipation of the money coming, even though it has delayed. Speaking on the issue, Professor Pippa said any negative signal before the funds are released could cause shocks in the exchange rate market, which could affect the city.
I mean, so, you know, we know this has brought some, the action has brought some stability in the forex market. And fuller to get the funds coming in is going to lead to a balance of payment shortage. And we may see a trickle down of the city devaluing more. You know, the confidence that came up is when they're mentioning that we are expecting the second tranche. So we've seen the foreign currency being strengthened a little bit.
Associate Professor of Finance at the Andrews University in the U.S., Williams Ripper there. Now, the sharp drop in inflation in the month of November is expected to improve market sentiments and ease the pressure on the city in the near term. That's the view of most currency analysts. Now, this coming after the local currency remained stable against the dollar on the retail market last week. Here's more in this report.
Last week, the city recorded a mixed performance amidst improved foreign exchange liquidity and cooling inflation. At the 42nd foreign exchange auction to the bulk oil distribution companies, the Bank of Ghana provided $20 million at a forward rate of 12 cedis 15 pesos to a dollar. Additionally, the central bank sold about $3 million in the spot market. Following the improved market liquidity, the cedi closed 5.55% stronger versus the euro and remained stable against the dollar. Analysts expect the ease in inflation to boost market sentiment and consequently strengthen the cedi. Meanwhile, the city has lost about 14% in value to the dollar in the retail market and 24% on the interbank market.
That was a business desk report on the currency market this morning. The dollar going for 12 cedis 23 pesos, that's on the retail market. The pound going for 15 cedis 35 pesos. The euro going for 13 cedis 20 pesos. In other news, human rights advocacy organization Rainforest Alliance has outdoored the Human Rights Due Diligence Toolkit, a guide on child labor and forced labor in the cocoa and mining sectors. The toolkit highlights the importance of identifying situations that pose risks or traits of possible child labor and forced labor. Speaking on the sidelines of a workshop to train journalists on the toolkit, Senior Project Manager for Forced and Child Labor, Joyce Poku Mabua, said the toolkit is to help people learn to assess risks that could lead to child and forced labor, amongst others.
The tool has six key elements. Commitment. It's important that management and even the members of the cooperative organization commit to that culture of respect. And we also have risk assessment and mitigation. We have the grievance mechanism, which is very important for individuals in the cooperatives and even in the community to be able to voice out their feelings. And then when there are issues, they will be able to call the right person. And then we have the mitigation, we have monitoring, and then we have communication. It's important that as you set up the system, you communicate to all stakeholders about the effort that you have made. Because it's a culture, we need to make progress. So it's not a matter of getting out everyone involved in child labor today. But once you set up the system, gradually you'll be able to root out those who are involved.
Senior Project Manager for Forced and Child Labor in Cocoa Farming and Gold Mining at Rainforest Alliance, Joyce Poku Mabua. Now, on Investor Eye, never invest in an investment product that promises to double your money in a short period. That is a scam. Listen to Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Reverend Daniel Ogbamitete.
The final one I'll give you for today, I'm giving this because we see a lot of